This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey told me how the financial market reacted to the events in Brussels.
They stayed down pretty much throughout the day, and not as bad as some expected. The airlines were down about 2%. The cruise ships were down about 3%, and some of those travel stocks like Priceline, those are down like 3%. So, you know, not crushed, but certainly that was the one sector that was underperforming, and a lot of other sectors actually didn't do too bad.
So do you think that perhaps some investors were seeking safe havens?
I do, and I look at gold and I look at the dollar, and you'll see things like that. And, you know, gold was up, I guess, only about a third of a percent, actually. So there was definitely some safe havens there. The oil was flat. It was actually a relatively quiet day. When, considering, obviously, the event in Brussels, you would have expected more volatility, more selling, and it didn't really affect the U.S. markets much outside of that one sector of travel stocks.
And interestingly, tech stocks have been doing particularly well, haven't they? They're now stacked on the rise again.
They have, and actually a good component, a good chunk of that NASDAQ rises are the biotechs, and the biotechs have been beaten up so bad over the last 6 months, it's just been a disaster of an industry, of a sector, and they're starting to bounce a little bit the last couple of days, and I think that makes up for some of that, you know, NASDAQ index increase, but that could just be a little bit, you know, bounce off the lows here.
And that was Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Well, let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.1% at 17,623. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.1% at 61.84. Gold is trading at $1,244 an ounce. And May, New York light crude oil was up 6 cents at $41.58 a barrel.